Hi there. The word for you today is be single-minded. In Proverbs 4 verse 25, Solomon writes, "Fix your gaze directly before you." It doesn't take much effort to let your mind drift and dream, but it takes great effort to set your mind to the task of developing a clear goal and having a clear and compelling dream. One leader says, and I quote, "For me, the whole process begins with questions I must ask myself. The dream is always rooted in the dreamer, or in his or her experiences, circumstances, talents, and opportunities. I ask, what am I feeling? In other words, what are my emotions telling me? What am I seeing? In other words, what's my intuition telling me? What am I sensing? In other words, what's happening around me? What am I hearing? What are others saying? What am I thinking? In other words, what do my intellect and common sense say? A clear picture may come to you all at once in lightning bolt fashion, but for most people it doesn't work that way. Most people need to keep working at it, clarifying it, and redrawing it. If the process is difficult, that's no reason to give up. In fact, if it's too easy, maybe you're not dreaming big enough. Just keep working at it, because a clear dream is worth fighting for. If you can get a clear sense of where you are, what you know, and what you want, you're well on your way to understanding and embracing the thing that God put you on this earth to do. Nothing's more important than that. Moses spent the first two-thirds of his life figuring out what God wanted him to do with the last third. And he spent those 80 years trying to do things his own way, only to fail. But here's the good news. He had a heart for God. And he got a vision from God. So, eventually, he succeeded. And you know what? By God's help and grace, you will too.